Blog Talk Radio.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Greetings! Cheers!
Hola!
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos!
Play it once, then. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror.
Cheers, greetings, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial here in Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, a man who is a major cut-up in his own right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Oh, hola. Sounding good there, Matt.
It's a good thing we have a guest today, Jay.
I tell you what, you sound like a guy who, back when I was in college, there's a guy on the radio, on the... a car dealership, and he sounded just like you. And he would, and he'd do the ads on the radio, and he'd, "Yes, I do need your business at Superior Ford Lincoln Mercury." I thought, damn, somebody buy a car from him, maybe he'd get over his cold.
Yeah.
But apparently he just sounded like that all the time.
Or I sound like one of the characters that maybe Ian Anderson wrote about for one of his Jethro Tull songs.
Actually, you kind of sound like one of the wise guys in a gangster movie.
Yeah, I do. One that had been just shot.
Yeah, well, no, I said, "Hey, whatever you want, man, I will take care of it for you, okay?"
But my problems are minor compared to those of someone else we know.
That's true. That's true. In fact, we don't really care about your problems right now.
I know.
Well, we do. We do. We just, you know, we're prioritizing.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. But before we get into all of that, how's things down there today, J-Man?
Well, it's a cold, cold morning here in God's country. Really chilly. I'm wearing socks today.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, three of them. That's all I'm wearing. But.
God.
So, anyway, but no, it's cold, but it's a sunny day, and it is going to get up to about 50.
Ah.
So, not so bad.
Ah, beautiful blue sky here. Not a cloud in the sky, and probably hit 40 today, so.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Not so bad, no wind, which is nice because I got to go into the beer mine early today.
Oh, yeah, it's all about, you know, making sure everything is just fine for Mikey, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. All about the Mikester.
Always got an excuse.
Allegedly have to go pick up his mom from the airport.
Yeah, because mom couldn't have, you know, flown in later in the day, right?
Oh, no.
Or take a cab.
Right.
Why didn't you offer to go? Well, you should have offered to go get mom at the airport.
I could have done that.
Bring her to the beer mine.
Mm-hmm.
I've flown in. Is that it? Are we talking about in Dayton?
No, she's flying into Columbus.
Oh, okay. I've flown into Dayton before.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived at like at 11:30 at night. I think we were the last flight in. It was all. We got off the plane. We came walking in, and the terminal was empty. Nobody was there. Everybody who works there had already gone home.
Well, it's kind of like
eerie.
It's kind of like that during the daytime at Dayton International Airport. And shout out, we have a couple guests in the room. And we have the lovely Jamie listening into the show.
How you doing?
Yeah.
A Canadian hottie. It's Jamie.
Okay.
Right. And I wanted to do a quick shout out.
Certainly.
To our very good friend, the lovely and talented Miss Jo. And you may wonder why.
Why?
I just want to thank her for posting that new profile picture on Facebook yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, thanks for the new wallpaper on my laptop, babe. Just saying. It's not creepy, is it?
No.
Now, well, you know, for me, that's low on the creepy scale.
Mm-hmm.
And we let our guests know that they could always register at Blog Talk Radio.
That's correct.
And then they could participate in the chat room.
Sure.
If they wanted to.
Yeah, and if they want to call into the show once we get going, the number is
661-244-9852. That's right. So, not much happening in the world that really matters.
No, the only thing that matters right now is 2 days from now, the lovely Schmoop. For those of you who don't know, lovely Schmoop is the voice of Kim Fragile, the Matt and Jay Take It Away girl. And Jay, I forgot about this. She was also the voice of Guy on Your Dick's mom. In a Mother's Day bit we did.
Okay. Well, that's excellent.
Well, anyway, she'll be going under the knife this Friday the 14th at 7 a.m. So.
Well. No, knowing that, the way they seem to operate, any time between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m.
That's true. Of course, you have to be there at 5 a.m.
Oof.
I know.
That's a little ridiculous. She'll be spending Thursday night at the luxurious...
Luxurious Varsity Inn, Jay.
Varsity Inn in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, why she's in sharing a room and sleeping in a warm, comfy hotel bed. I'll be walking home from the beer mine in the dark, in the cold, amongst the muggers and ne'er-do-wells.
Exactly. Wandering in and out of the dregs of Bagwine Society.
Trying to rip off my 12-pack of Milwaukee's Best. I'll be holding close to my chest.
And hope that they don't know that you have a couple of packs of generic cigarettes in your coat pocket.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it does. Right. But, you know... There's a little background, so if you'd like to talk to Schmoop.
All right. Well, let's get the Schmoopster on here.
Yeah, let's get this going so I can give my voice a rest.
Okay.
And here's some little intro music for the Schmoopster.
Hello?
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
How are you today?
Fine. Well, you sound a lot better than Matt.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Well, how are you doing this morning?
Okay. I don't think I realize what day it is yet, so... I'll probably get nervous later. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I hit the coffee.
That's good. All right, so you've been this ordeal has been going on for a while here.
Yeah,
almost 2 months. For those out there who are listening who don't know, because we get a whole lot of new listeners each week which is good because, you know, we lose a whole lot of listeners each week. But anyway, so for those who don't know that Smoop has had a mass that was blocking a bile duct, and you were in the hospital for about a whole week, weren't you, already?
Yeah, I was in there for 8 days.
8 days, and they two different hospitals started out there in Bagwan and transferred you to Ohio State, and they finally were able to drill a hole through the mass and put a tube in you so they could drain the bile, and then they want to go in and they want to cut you open. Take out that mass, whatever it is, and rebuild the bile duct and all kinds of fun stuff like that.
Basically, yes. What they're going to do is remove the bile duct and my gallbladder and reroute everything to my intestine. That's the best case scenario. If they go in and find out the mass is bigger than what they thought, or it could be cancer, we don't know. It could remove the bile duct, part of my pancreas, the gallbladder, part of my stomach, and part of my liver.
Ooh.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun right there.
No. And I'm not going to know a thing until I wake up.
Right. The last thing you're going to know is you're going to be lying there with doctors and nurses leaning over you, staring at you until you fall asleep.
Exactly.
And you're going, I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. And then you'll be
asleep. Exactly. I know when they did the scope, they put me under, and all I remember is saying something, and then I remember waking up in recovery. So if it's that quick, I'm for it.
Yeah.
I could use a little of that stuff at home.
Oh, it'll be quick for you. It's the rest of us who will be suffering throughout the day.
Oh, I know.
Waiting for it because we'll have a concept of time.
Exactly. Yes, and I will not, which is good. Right now, I have a concept of time that is running out.
All right. So after this whole ordeal has been going on, you got to be looking forward to at least getting out of the apartment for a few days, though, right?
Actually, yeah, I don't know what the outside world is like. I'm not sure I actually want to know. It's kind of nice in here, so. And then, you know, the long trip to the state's capital.
Yeah, long, arduous drive.
Yes. Especially with my brother driving, because he drives like a little old woman.
Oh, God. You just want to pull over and let me drive, for God's sakes.
I don't know where we're going, but we'll get there faster.
I'll get lost and still get there before you will.
We might end up in Indiana, but, you know, get there quicker.
Well, one of the reasons that this has been such a long process and that it's taking so long to get to the actual surgery is your doctor wanted you to put on weight.
Correct. When I got out of the hospital, I went into the hospital, I was down about 7 pounds less than what I should have been. And when I got out the last time, I was down about 12 pounds less than what I should have been. And it was, well, I scared people, let's put it that way. So, you know, with a Matt Mann here and my brother picking up groceries and a major diet of ice cream and cheese popcorn, I have gained those 12 pounds.
There you go.
So I'm where they want me to be there, and the yellow's gone, which was also a factor. That's why they had to go in and unblock the bile duct enough to drain it out so the yellow would go away.
Really?
So my eyes are blue again.
Well, hey.
with the white like it's supposed to be. So
that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy talk.
Yeah. So were they just kind of like, you know, they're like, it just freaks us out for you to be so yellow? Or is there a medical reason?
There was a medical reason. They wanted to make sure that bile duct was going to stay unblocked and everything was going as it should.
Oh, well.
So I'm pretty much back to normal outside of that, like you said, that hole drilled into my stomach with a tube.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to get rid of it. It's quite annoying.
I guess.
But I guess it's better than what my next option is. I told everyone, I said, I'll just tell everybody I got the scar in the war.
Yeah, they're going to cut you all the way down the torso here.
Yes, apparently. They
are. Yucko.
Yeah, that's going to be a massive scar, and I'm making up stories right now as we speak.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the original, of course. That's boring.
No.
I asked him if he could put it in a Z. He kind of chuckled, you know, and rolled his eyes and left.
What could they do? A big tattoo that would incorporate the scar? That might be cool.
Yeah, I might ask about that before they knock me out.
Because I would have to go under to get a tattoo anyway, probably.
Well, I would too, or, you know, be really, really drunk, and I guess they frown upon that, so.
Right.
And they're not going to let me, you know, go in drunk, which, you know, was my preference, but. So I'd already be halfway knocked out, see, so.
Right. I mean, you could be lying there in the prep room.
Right.
With a beer in one hand and a cigarette in the other saying, let's get this over with. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Somehow they frown upon that. I don't know why. Am I not paying them? I mean, shouldn't I be comfortable?
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm not paying them. I forgot. Not yet, anyway. Somehow
well,
they know this.
You know, yeah, you know, it's only... But, you know, you can't really worry about the hospital bill. All you can do is just pay them $50 a month for, like, 2,000 months.
2,000 months? I like it.
I don't know, however many years that is, you know, and you'll be done.
Exactly. Maybe they might write it off, you think?
Maybe.
Could be. It's getting pretty high.
And so any chance that you get your same room back that you had, you know, a little more, you know, familiar surroundings, you know, make it a little more comfortable for you?
From what I understand, I will have a room right at OSU, or depending on what they find, I may go back to the James. I do not know the answer to that. So we're just hoping for a single room without a roommate. Because that would, I don't like to share a room. I always feel like I'm disturbing the other person.
Or worse, they're disturbing you.
Well, yes, but I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. The more likely thing would be they would be one of those, you know, they would snore and talk in their sleep.
Or they'd have a lot of people over and, you know.
Family people who are really loud and obnoxious.
Right. That's how I got moved the last time. So I was sharing a room, and the person that had moved in had, like, I don't know, 42 people in there. And my nurse came in and said, which number do you like, 54 or 59? I said, why? He goes, you are so out of here. And he just wheeled me into a single room.
That's
I must
nice
have took one look at those people and said, forget it. She's out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was nice.
Be like, they were probably like my neighbors.
Oh. There was a lot of them.
Noxious people.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They probably all came out of the Kentucky Hill Country.
Actually, I believe they did.
A bunch of mullet heads, yeah. Yeah.
And taking pictures of the patient after she just had cancer surgery on her face.
Well, that may be a bit much.
I would say.
I was gonna say that we're expecting pictures.
Oh, you'll get those. Not of the actual surgery, but.
Well, actually, I was wondering if there was any chance they'd be doing this as a live webcast.
I don't know.
Check
maybe.
It out on the internet. That would be awesome. I've actually watched surgery on the internet before. It was pretty cool.
Ew.
Oh, it's fascinating. You know, it's fascinating to watch. They were doing a knee replacement surgery.
Mm.
And I wasn't able to watch the whole thing because, you know, those take a while. But anyway, I was sitting there eating lunch watching them.
Oh. Oh. Well, that's one thing I won't be doing for 3 or 4 days, so that 12 pounds that I gained will be gone, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering also if, you know, you're going to be in there from, you know, 7 to 10 days, depending.
Correct.
On how much they rip out of you.
Uh-huh.
and how quickly they can get you up and moving around and stuff like that.
Right.
And I was wondering, are you, one of the ways maybe to kind of look at this might be that this is just kind of a trial run for when you go off to the old folks' home in about 30 years.
Very good. I asked Matt last night, I said, do you suppose they're going to put me in a home after this?
Well, you'll basically, it'll be everything except the shuffleboard, and of course you won't be able to participate in the clogging classes.
And why not? I'll take my claws
but,
just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're up and around quickly and I see you, maybe kind of wander from room to room, see what everybody's doing.
I could do that.
Get some information on some of your neighbors. Let us know who else is there. I don't know, maybe scope the room out, see if they have any bottles of Percocet lying around.
Well, I plan on abusing the pump of Dilaudid that they're going to give me in my vein.
Uh-huh. Well,
so
see, that
I don't
was
know when
question.
I may be awake.
I was going to ask, if this time around, because you didn't the last time, I was wondering if you were going to succumb to the sweet desire of the morphine pump or Dilaudid pump or whatever
now,
they
did
give
have-
you.
I did have morphine the last time, but I didn't want much of it. And, of course, my one brother said, if they offer you morphine, take the morphine.
Hell yeah.
And if there's extra, bring it home.
Exactly.
Now, this time, I'm sure they will insist upon it. So
probably so. You might be feeling it, too. You might, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be quite a cut. So.
Yeah.
And they think they're going to get me up out of bed the next day.
That's their plan. That's what they like to do.
Yeah, that's what they like to do.
That's all. Get them up quick. Get them moving around.
Yeah. They have to avoid pneumonia, which I don't want.
Oh. No, that would suck too.
Yes.
That would be yet another tube.
Correct. I may have more tubes in my side. As drainage tubes. I know I'm going to have one down my throat. Ugh. So.
Oh, man.
I know.
I don't think I would do this.
Well.
I think I would just go with the tube that's in me right now. So, yeah, this is cool. I'm all right with this.
That's what Matt said. He goes, you know, Thursday morning, I don't want to have to search for you. I said, what, you think I'm going to get up and take the car before you get up? I don't want to have a runner. I said, well, you know, keep that in mind.
You'll be in some roadside hotel in Kentucky.
Gosh, I could have a roadside hotel here up the street. I don't have to go that far.
You can watch Swamp People reruns and... order pizza.
Exactly. No, I'm going to put a brave face on and just take it as it is. So.
All right. Go in there and hop on the bed and just lay yourself out there and say, do me.
Just do it. Just do it. Take it all. I don't need it. Or as the doctor said, he says... the gallbladder has to go. And I said, is it bad? He goes, no, it is in my way.
Exactly.
And it is, actually. And evidently, I don't need it. So.
No. Apparently not.
I'm just going to tell them whatever else I don't need, take it now before, you know, it gets bad. Take the appendix,
yes.
You know.
It's like having them, you know, walk through your the shed behind the house. Whatever you see in there that you want, just, you
exactly.
know, grab
it. Take it.
Just grab it. Send me a bill for it.
Yeah, send me a bill as I snicker, yeah.
I'll get right on that.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay you as soon as I get home. Sucker.
All right, well, if there's anybody out there who has any questions for the Schmoopster, those phone lines are open at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, I'll take them all. I mean, I can answer what I can. That's as much
yeah.
as I know. I'm not going to know anymore until after it's over, so.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's another thing. I was hoping that people will be a little more forthcoming with information.
Yeah,
this time around.
It's like my doctor said. He said he couldn't get a biopsy because it's just too blocked, and he doesn't know. So, you know, he gave me the one case scenario, which is going to take 3 hours, and the worst one, which is could take up to 7.
Ah.
And I told him, I said, hey, doc, we're going with option A. And he laughed, and I
yeah.
said, no, really, I don't like option B. So,
yeah, option B doesn't sound good. Yeah,
no.
You know, I guess I would, you know, split the difference and go 5 tops.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah. Yeah, here's what, you know, it's kind of like the fiscal cliff negotiations.
Yeah.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll go 5 hours. You can have the gallbladder, a snippet of the liver.
Very little. I need that.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I like to abuse the whole liver, but you can have
yeah,
just a little touch of it.
I'm only 46, so I'm not done abusing that liver yet.
And then a little snippet of the pancreas, but let's keep the stomach intact. What do you
yeah,
say?
I'd like to keep that. There's lots
yeah,
and lots of ice cream I have left to eat.
Right. Ice cream, pizza, cookies.
Exactly. No, probably tell me I can't have any of it. You get to have a... oatmeal from now on and hard toast, no butter. And I'm going to go, huh? I guess I'll be seeing you in a year then. You can have some more.
Here's your new, you know, here's the diet and your special blender. Just throw your steak, potatoes, and rolls into the blender and woo! And then, you know.
Oh, my God.
You could sip along on dinner.
Yeah, that'll be out on Route 40 somewhere as I throw it out of the car. Until Dave step on it. We got a bar up here to hit.
Yeah. You can have oatmeal. You can have Jell-O.
Ew,
any
oh
flavor.
God.
Pudding.
Ooh.
Throw a little Cool Whip on your
oh, I'm allowed to have Cool Whip now? Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Hey, I can do that.
So there you go.
Yeah, they'll probably take the gallbladder and everything and say, oh, I'm sorry, but now you're lactose intolerant.
Hey, that's okay. You just go get you some pure almond soy milk. Silk.
I heard about this.
Yes.
No.
The Silk pure almond chocolate milk. It is the bomb. It is delicious. It
oh,
is so good. I haven't inspected it very much because I'm afraid it's, you know, like some vegan shit. But
I think it is.
It is really, really good stuff, though.
Oh,
very thick. Mm. Yeah, I like it thick and brown.
Well, when I asked him last time if I could have some, oh, would you like 2% milk? I said, no, don't you have whole milk? And they looked at me like I had 3 heads. I said, 2%. Who are you talking to?
I drink 2%.
Oh.
You still drink whole milk?
Oh my God, yes.
You guys drink at your advanced ages? You still drink whole milk?
Oh, very good, very good. Rubbing the fact that you're younger, that's great. Yes, I drink whole milk. I don't want anything else.
Well, I tell you what, when I was up there in Omaha at my sister's over Thanksgiving, she had no hormone, 100% organic milk that she was drinking.
Why?
She said it was better.
For whom?
That's people just drinking it.
Oh.
Healthy shit.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even look in the freezer. I didn't even look in the freezer. I was afraid it was full of veggie burgers and, you know.
Ooh, tofu and
stuff.
You got a real turkey, though, right? It wasn't made out of tofu, was it?
Oh, it was organic free range. No, I don't. It was a regular old turkey.
Okay. Don't scare me like that. Thought maybe you slipped over to the other side for a minute.
No, I think Kelly would, though, if people weren't there to, you know, reel her back in and say, hey, back off all that organic hippie crap.
Yeah, they told me when I left, now just eat whatever you want. Eat healthy. I waited to laugh until they left the room.
Yeah.
Oh, I had bananas. Healthy. Doesn't that counteract everything else?
Exactly.
I thought so.
Nice little shot of potassium.
Yeah, it's because I don't want it in the arm again. That's why I've been eating them.
No. Oh, the old potassium shot, huh?
Yeah. That burns a lot.
Ooh, really? I've never had one of those.
Yeah, it's in your IV.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I've got, Jay.
Well,
want me to
all
give
right.
You back to Matt and his voice?
Well, I guess so.
Okay. I got to get prepared for this.
All right.
Okay, Jay. It's good talking to you.
Bye, Shmoopalicious.
Bye, honey.
She called me honey.
I heard that.
Yeah, warmed up now. I took one of my socks off.
Oh, God. You took it off or it just popped off? I heard you talking about her weight. And she made reference to how much weight she lost. She didn't even describe the way she looked like she should have, Jay, when she was all emaciated looking and stuff. And you know, with those long 5-foot legs of her, she looked like a yellow minute bull. May he rest in peace.
Yes. I was thinking concentration camp victim, but.
All right.
Yeah, okay, well, I think we're all set for that. Ready to go.
Yeah, you and I are prepared for her surgery. Now she can get on the call and get ready.
Well, all she has to do is lie there.
Well, she's got to pack a bag, too. Come on, get your bag packed.
I think she's got time. No need to rush her.
God.
She doesn't have to pack a lot of stuff. She's just going to be there in the with her little hospital gown with her ass hanging out.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I was hoping while they were down in there taking everything out, they could take out her uterus. Then we wouldn't have to worry about anything when she, you know, does get home.
Well, yeah, that would be nice.
Just uh-huh.
Reach down a little further and
that's right.
Pull that out.
Uh-huh. I mean, I got to get something out of this deal.
Yeah. That'd be nice if the nurses wore those gowns, you know. With no, no
bag. That should be only fair. They should.
Yeah. I like nurses.
I do too.
Nurses are great.
Yes.
If she has any hot nurses, have her take a picture or two of them.
I'll do that.
She is going to have her camera with her, right? I mean, you can't go to the hospital without a camera.
No, she won't have a camera. The only camera we have is mine.
Huh?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to have the car. Might as well have the camera, too.
I want to have the camera, you know, to videotape my walks home in the dark. I thought that'd make for some interesting video.
Well, actually, you wanted to get video of the intern who's going to be there to help you out while Smoop's not there, right?
Yeah, that's true. A little cooking and light cleaning and other duties as assigned.
That's right. Nothing too strenuous.
No. Well, it doesn't have to be.
All right, so we want to let everybody know to be sure to check out the I'm With Stupid website, iwsradio.blogspot.com. You know, if you don't mind, if I just go ahead and say it, Matt, you know, without being interrupted.
Oh, God. Funny stuff on there every day.
Well, most days.
Most days. Sometimes at least one of us gets a little angry.
Sometimes.
And
sometimes
always,
a little rage boils over.
And you can always check out our IWS Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/IWS Radio.
Yes. Like us. Even if you don't, just
exactly.
Go and like us.
Yeah. Better yet, like us and then trash us.
Right. Oh, send us hate mail.
Hate mail. We want some hate mail.
That's right. If you can send Dr. Mike at FanMed Rocks hate mail, then you could certainly send us hate mail.
Yes.
And then, of course, you could check out our official Tumblr at iwsradio.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what might be there.
I just had a thought go through my mind that maybe I shouldn't have, but... You know what would be hot, Jay? If Schmoop in the hospital, her nurse was the lovely Warrior Cat.
Oh.
And Warrior Cat had to give Schmoop a sponge bath.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Odd.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I mean, oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, oh. Man, I'm better now. I'm better.
Yeah. This Warrior Cat could be my personal nurse any day. I'd play doctor with her.
I can't wait to get home and listen to the rebroadcast of this show tonight, which everyone should listen to it twice, three times.
That's four or five if you can stand it, if you can make yourself do it. Oh, I wanted to send a shout out to Adrian Curry.
Okay.
I just thought I'd do that real quick. She entertains me on Twitter.
Did she?
Yeah, between her tweets about her atheism, her tweets about her thoughts on life itself, and the occasional picture of herself in multiple phases of undress,
yeah.
I find her endlessly fascinating. and enjoyable.
Yes.
And I think she should come on the show. I think it'd be great.
She should.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Who's she married?
A fun person. Oh, no, they got divorced.
Oh, I did not know that. Who was that?
She and Peter Brady.
Oh, that's right. How about that?
How about that? you can hear him singing in the intro.
I guess it was time to change. It was time to change.
I guess it was. Anyway, she dumped his loser ass.
That's a shame.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we still got about 4 minutes left. What are we going to do on Saturday, Jay?
I think we're going to do the single guy show. The bachelor show.
Hey, that's not bad.
Since you'll be a bachelor for 7 to 10 days.
Uh-huh. 8 to 10 days.
Yeah. Well, technically, okay.
Yeah. Since they got that fancy hotel room. Yeah. And, of course, we'll have an update on the Schmoopster.
Oh, sure. And if the Schmoopster would call in, we could do a live update.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll... Maybe next Wednesday's show she'll be able to do a call-in.
Yeah, maybe.
Which would be huge, because you know what next Wednesday is, Jay?
No.
Our 200th broadcast.
Wow, yes, it will be our 200th show.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Most people didn't think we were going to make 20.
No.
And here we'll hit number 200 and still going strong.
Oh, yeah.
We're like a home run that's still climbing as it leaves the ballpark.
Something like that.
Something. Oh, yeah. So that'd be great. And, well, you know, she could call in and then maybe, you know, we could talk to her nurse.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she could, you know, shuffle over to the room next door and we could talk to that patient.
Uh-huh.
They could just pass us around.
Yes. I like to be passed around.
Mm-hmm. And maybe her doctor, you know, on his way to his, you know, Wednesday golf game happened to be there.
Uh-huh.
And we could talk to him, not that we'd be able to understand a word he says.
Evidently, he's relatively understandable.
Well, okay. So,
big things.
Anyway, hopefully they'll get the surgery started early, and it won't take the whole 7. And mostly because if they start late and it takes the whole 7, the Jewish doctors on the team will have to leave at sundown because it's still home.
Oh God, that's true. Oh God.
Well, it'd be a Friday night anyway, so it really wouldn't matter, would it? Whether it's chronic or not. They'd be like, you know, okay, let's get that part of the pancreas. Well, 5 o'clock, gotta go.
Put a clamp on it. We'll be back tomorrow.
Exactly.
So I'm sure I'll call you Friday night as soon as I get home and let you know what's going on.
Okay, that would be a good thing.
Because I'm sure I won't know anything until after I'm already at work on Friday.
Probably so.
Of course, I might not call you till about 10:15, since I got to walk home Friday night. So.
Yeah, that's true, and you got to fight off the weirdos and the pimps, the drug dealers that populate the streets of a modern American city.
That's correct. So there you have it.
All right, so we got less than a minute.
Yep.
A little bit of a solemn show today, but it was good.
But fun.
Well, Smoop was awesome.
Awesome.
Brightened our day.
Yes.
So, thanks to everybody for listening.
Yep, thanks.
We'll be back Saturday night.
So, we hope to see you then, and I'll talk to you soon, J-Man.
All right. Bye.